calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones make studio-quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/Motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.
Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master, ones that feel authentic instead of salesy, strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest. I am also known as your online wild strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author for my book, Unmarket Your Business. How's your week going? What's going on with you? My week has been crazy, cray cray. That's all I can say. And cray cray with a K-R-A times two. I have been involved in meetings and functions and client meetings and getting strategies going. I've hardly had time to breathe. I've barely spent any time in my own office. I've been in other people's offices and event rooms and all that. It's just been crazy. And I have to say that I am blessed. I thank God for that because otherwise, I'd be saying, oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm stuck. I can't get anything done. I am not saying that. I am saying that God is blessing me and my family, and things are just rolling. So I hope you can say that too. And if you can't, that is why I'm here today with this message. Stay stuck or move forward. It's one of those things, you know, we are right at the very end. And I can't even believe I'm saying this. We're at the end of the third quarter for 2018. Do you remember when we were just talking about 2017 and 2018 is coming? Now we're in the third quarter of 2018, getting ready to go into the fourth quarter, the closeout time. It's as you would say, balls to the wall time. So now we are ready to do what we need to do. And so I know that sometimes, you know, if things haven't gone right in the beginning of the year and now you're here and you're still stuck, you don't know what to do, you don't know how to move forward, you don't know exactly, you know, what's happening, what can I do differently or whatever, I'm here to help you because it's your choice. You can either stay stuck, you can move forward. And I hope that you decide to move forward because that's the only way you're going to make some money, right? Make some shmoney. Some shmoney is to move forward in life and in business. Just because one thing happens that kind of throws you off track, it doesn't mean that you have to stay off track. You can get back up, get back on track, and do what you need to do. So before we go any further, I want to let you know that this podcast is actually being one of our sponsors is the Lyft conference. So are you going to the Lyft conference? Have you got your tickets yet? It's happening in September, which is next month, the Lyft conference 2018, the premier conference for faith-based women in business and ministering, providing, I have stuff that's popping up and it needs to get out of the way. I'm sorry. The premier conference for faith-based women in business and ministry, providing the tools and strategies to take their businesses to the next level. You can expect praise and worship to begin each day, confirming our foundation in God. Speakers who are dominating in their field of expertise, ready to pour into you. 2 days of power-packed information you can implement in your business and ministry right away. Plus, Platinum VIP day like no other. So if you want more information about Lyft, you're ready to get your ticket, go on and do it now. You can get it by going to LyftCon2018.com, LIFTCON2018.com. So go there and get your ticket. Meet me there. I'll be in the Poconos with you. I can't wait. And, you know, the visionaries of Lyft, Rinelli, Kim, and Donna, they have a great package when you get there. I mean, it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be awesome. And you're going to learn so much. Those speakers that they have, oh, my God, I can't wait to hear them and start doing what they say. So that's one way you can get your marketing, you know, like unstuck, right? Other ways for you. So before we get into that, let's talk about why you're stuck in the first place. And I got 3 points for you to consider. Number one, you're stuck because of your limiting beliefs. And I mean limiting beliefs like I'll never be able to do that, like so-and-so is doing it. I don't have the equipment, or I don't know enough to do what I need to do, or what I think I need to do, or what I could be doing. I have no idea. I'm not good enough to put myself out there so that people can listen to me and perhaps follow me and even, oh, my God, God forbid, buy from me. Oh, my God. And then there may be limiting beliefs around money, especially if you're a nonprofit or a Christian nonprofit where you're thinking money is evil or the devil or something like that. I mean, all those are limiting beliefs. All those are false. And even if you don't believe that money is evil or the devil, just so you know, it's the love of money that is the bad thing. It's not money itself. Money is good. Money does things for you. Money buys food. It buys clothes and shoes and puts a roof over your head and all that. The love of money, which leads to greed and all these other things that people do, that is a bad part. But your limiting beliefs, your beliefs from your childhood about money and success and what you need to do to market and what you can't do and promoting yourself and all that are stuck inside of your brain from very young. And you have no idea, you know, that sometimes you have no idea that they're even there, that those beliefs even reside. If these things are hitting home with you, I'd love to hear from you. If you're listening live right now, you can call in right this second and I'll ask a question. I'll answer it for you. 323-642-1701. Again, that call-in number is 323-642-1701. And call in if you want to ask a question. Just hit the number one, and it will take you into the queue so that I'll know you're there. But those beliefs are what's holding you, what's keeping you stuck, what's keeping you from moving forward. And like I said, you may not even know that they're there. You just know that you feel some kind of way about certain things, you don't want to do them, or you lose your to go ahead. And it's those limiting beliefs, it's, you know, feeling not good enough, less than, I can't do this like someone else. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do it like anybody else. Do it like you. Be authentic to yourself. Do it like you. If you want to do a podcast, like I was talking to a client yesterday, and she had this idea for doing a podcast, but she doesn't want to do an audio podcast. She wants to do video, extract the audio out of it and do it, like have the video out there and put that all over social media, strip the audio out in some places and use that. I'm like, that's perfect. Go ahead and do it. And her podcast that she's doing is only going to be a couple minutes. I'm like, do it. Another lady, friend of mine, colleague, her name is, hold on one second, Pat. What's her last name? Patricia. Patricia Worth. Why can't I get that up? Patricia Stallworth. There we go. Patricia Stallworth. And she does a daily one-minute financial podcast about finances. I mean, like 1 minute. She just comes on for 1 minute. Boom, it's done. It's over. So do the things that you want to do, but do them your own way. Stop letting limited beliefs get in your way. The second thing is lack of knowledge of what needs to be done. You may, you know, it may not be your beliefs or your limiting beliefs that are stopping you. It may be the lack of knowledge how to get something done. Maybe you don't know your podcast, but you have no idea. I actually met someone who said, don't know how to get going. I was like, you got a phone, start talking into it, and then upload that sucker to iTunes. How simple is that? 2 steps, boom, you're done. There's no more excuses. You're done. Your podcast has already started, right? Whether you get 1,000 people, 1 person, 1 million people, it doesn't matter. It's done. That first step is the hardest to take. And finally, why you're stuck is procrastination and overwhelm. So you procrastinate, and believe me, I am guilty of it. I am guilty of putting stuff off. I'm guilty of saying, oh, I'll do that later. I'll do that. You know, it's never like right now. It's like, I'll do that later. I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do that next week, next year. My husband can tell you I am the queen of procrastination, I think. And, you know, sometimes I have to just say, hey, I'm not. I'm just going to break down and do it right now. Whatever it is, I got to do it right this second. I can't wait another minute. So whatever it is that you're trying to do, you need to stop that stop button and just do it right now. And then overwhelm comes into play, because that's why procrastination is so relevant. It's so is out there so much, because you get overwhelmed and then you stop and then you say, okay, I'm going to do it next day or tomorrow, next week or whatever, because you're overwhelmed by all the things you think you have to do. Just like I told you, just like I shared with the young lady that I met about the podcast, you got a phone, record your audio, you can do an intro and an outro, put that on later, just get started, and then upload that audio to iTunes. All that stuff is most likely on your phone or a device that you're carrying around with you right now. So you have no excuse. You just need to get it done. You need to get it out there. It doesn't matter if it's a little, you know, it's not quite perfect, or if it's not quite like, okay, this is, you know, award-winning or whatever. Just get it done. Get it started, because everyone had to start somewhere. Everyone had to put it out there. They had to launch whatever it was. And then you take that. Then you go, after you launch it, you look at it and you kind of analyze, oh, I could do this better, or I don't need to do that, or I could take this out, put this in. And then the next one's even better. What? Just get started. Don't allow it to overwhelm you. There are just a few simple steps you need to take, and I'm going to go into that now about how you can move forward so we can get out of the overwhelm mode, right? So the very, very, very first thing you need to do in your quest to move forward and getting done what you need to do and getting unstuck in your marketing is you need to decide to do it. Whatever it is you said you want to do, let's decide to do it right now. What is it that you want to do? You want to do a podcast? You want to write a book? You want to do Facebook Lives? You have a blog that you need to get started? You've been putting off? It doesn't matter. Does not matter. I'm telling you, like, one of my biggest things that I want to do that I decided I wanted to do earlier this year, I want to do a TED Talk. And that's big, and that's huge, and that's overwhelming, and that's like, oh, my God. But last night at an event that I was at, a lady came in. She is a member of ProWin, just as I am. I had no idea she was in this position, though. She's on the board with TEDx Atlanta here, which is like the local TED Talk type thing. And she says, I'm on the board. And I'm like, okay, that's a sign, right? That's a sign from God. You said you wanted to do this thing. Here's a woman who's on the board, who is in this organization, who knows you, who you've worked with before. Let's go talk to her. So afterwards, she came up to me to ask me to help her with something. I was like, what? And then I said, okay, and in addition, I want to know about this. And she was thrilled. You know, she explained to me about the difference between TED Talk and TEDx, which are the local things, and I knew about that. I just need to get TED on my talking, on my speaking real thing and say that, you know, I did this. And she told me what I needed to do. And guess what? The deadline to submit is September 3rd. I'm like, oh, my God. So overwhelm and procrastination almost set in right then. And I was like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to look at what needs to be done, and I'm moving forward. So I want you to do that. So decide to do it. That is the thing that you need to do. Decide to do it. So I decided I was going to do it, and God put somebody right in my path that I couldn't go around, step over. I had to go through, and I was like, okay, I'm doing it. Oh, so number two of the, I got five things for you. Number two is to write your goals. And I want you to do more than just write them down. I want you to allow your goals to take you on a journey of renewing, refreshing, and reviving what it is that you said you want to do. So I'm doing that myself with this TED Talk or TEDx Talk or whatever. You know, I got to learn the proper verbiage, but it's TED. I know it's got TED in there, so I'm good with that. So on this journey of what am I going to talk about? What is the point that I'm going to argue on behalf of this subject for 18 minutes? And I think that's about the time that you have in front of all these people, some who I do know. Of course, I know my husband's going to be there, and some people I have no idea that could possibly launch the second part of my speaking thing. What is it? I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm going on this journey. First, I've got this website, and then I've got to see what the requirements are, and then I've got to figure out how I can, you know, meet those requirements and how I can get accepted and, you know, all this. It's going to be an awesome journey. I will keep you posted as we go, but I want you to do the same thing with your goals and your journey. Allow it to be a journey. Don't allow it to be the big gorilla that's sitting in the corner, or the big elephant that's sitting in the corner in the room that you never have to ignore, because it's not going to allow you to ignore it, especially if it's a God vision, something that God has given you, put on your heart, given you purpose to make it happen. You can't just ignore it. And I got three more points for you, and we're going to go into those in just a second. Going to hear some word from our sponsors, and I'll be right back. So today's podcast was sponsored by the Closing Academy. Now that you've marketed your business, it's now time to close the sale. The Closing Academy teaches entrepreneurs how to ask for the sale. We believe that sales is a teachable skill. Download your free guide, The Top 10 Selling Secrets for People That Hate to Sell, at www.theclosingacademy.com. Go ahead and get that free guide right now, Top 10 Selling Secrets for People That Hate to Sell, at www.theclosingacademy.com. And I want to make sure that you're going to meet me in the Poconos. I'm waiting for you. Go ahead and get your ticket, because the Poconos is where the Lift Conference for 2018 is residing, the premier conference for faith-based women in business and ministry, providing the tools and strategies to take their businesses to the next level. You can expect praise and worship to begin each day, confirming our foundation in God. Speakers who are dominating in their field of expertise ready to pour into you. And 20 days, I'm sure Renella's like, Carol, what are you talking about? 2 days of power-packed information you can implement in your business and ministry right away, plus the Platinum VIP day like no other. Go ahead and visit the website, get your ticket, get signed up, and meet me there. You can go to www.liftcon2018.com. That's LIFTCON2018.com. I hope to see you there. Because I will be there. I'm so excited about this, right? All right, so let's go back to, excuse me, we were talking today about staying stuck or moving forward. It is your choice, and I want your choice to be moving forward, because you know ain't nobody got time to be staying stuck. You don't have time to stand still. The world is moving around you. The world keeps moving, and life goes on whether you pay attention or not. Because at the beginning of this podcast, I was telling you that we were just talking about the end of 2017 and our hopes and dreams and aspirations for 2018, and now it's the third quarter of 2018. The end of the third quarter, the fourth quarter is about to begin. It is go time. It is time to get your stuff going. And I want to let you know that I have some great things that are coming up, some collaborations I've been working on with my fellow sister colleagues, sistership colleagues and friends. But in this fourth quarter, we're going to talk about how to put on an awesome event that makes money, how to crush self-doubt, and how to stay motivated. So watch out for those collaborations. I'll be letting you know in the emails that you receive. Are you on my mailing list? If you're not, you need to go on over there and join right now. And guess what? If you go to csicorporation.com/7-strategies, you'll get my free guide, 7 client getting strategies you can put into place right now to turn your website into a client getting machine. So go on and get those, and that will actually put you into my mailing list, so you'll get my updates. And you can always unsubscribe, so don't be scared to unsubscribe. People do, and I hate it, but hey, if I'm not the strategist for you, that's okay. And if you just stay with me for a little bit, just even to get that download, that's fine. Then I know that I've impacted your life in some way. So we're talking about how to move forward, how to stop being stuck. So number 3 is get the information you lack. Knowledge versus education. Now, I'm not telling you, and I want the women entrepreneurs, women business owners to listen to me. I'm not telling you you got to go back to school and get another degree. I'm not telling you you got to sign up for another anything, another course, something you got to pay for. You can go to YouTube, Pinterest, and Google and find all the information you need to get started. Now, yes, you may have to go back and finish out a degree, or you may have to go and sign up for somebody's course, but I want you to get the knowledge that you lack. It doesn't mean that you're lacking in education, because You're smart and awesome, right? I know you are. You've got a lot of education behind you right now, even if it's street education. You know what you're talking about. You got the experience. You know how to make things work. But you may not know how to do a podcast. You may not know how to do a Facebook Live. You may not know how to create an opt-in. And I'm telling you, Google, YouTube, and Pinterest will teach you all of it, because Pinterest has how-tos at the yin-yang. And then YouTube, they're in the video format. So go and learn what you need, and you don't need a lot. It just depends on what you're going to do, how you're going to move forward in your marketing. Today on my Facebook Live that I do every Thursday on our CSI Corporation Facebook page, I talked about getting unstuck and the three things that you can do. Revisit, review, relaunch. I want you to go there after we get off of this podcast. You can watch it live. Watch the replay, the on-demand replay, and learn how, you know, three things you can do to get unstuck and start making money in the fourth quarter, because we're about done with the third quarter. So let's go on and make money in the fourth quarter. If you didn't make any money, you haven't made money all year, or maybe you made money in the second quarter, third quarter was a flop, let's make the fourth quarter better. So you may not have to go and get more education, but you may have to get some more knowledge, and it's available for you for free. The bulk of it is, anyway. So the fourth thing is create an attack plan. If you're not planning, you're failing. I'm just letting you know, so you got to have a plan. Even I have to have a plan. I have to know that, you know, on Mondays I'm doing my Monday motivation on YouTube. On, Thursdays I'm doing the Unmarket Your Business. Facebook Live, and I'm doing the podcast on Thursday. And then Friday, I'm also broadcasting in my Unmarket Your Business group. And on Monday, I forgot about that, I'm broadcasting in my Social Media Secret Sauce group. So I have a plan, an attack plan, and a strategy of how I'm going to get the word out about what I'm doing and how I can keep the people who have raised their hand and said, hey, I want to get on your list, I want to join your group, I want to buy your program, I bought your program, what else do I get out of this, how I can keep them enthused and engaged, doing what they need to do. And that's being consistent, being out there. And yes, sometimes life, you know, gets in the way and you can't do exactly what you want to do, but, you know, you deal with it. You deal with it and you move forward and you keep going. That's the only thing that we can do. You don't beat yourself up over the things that you couldn't do, the things that you thought you should do, or maybe the stuff that you didn't even do at all. You just keep moving. You keep moving forward. That's what got me through my husband's stroke when I thought he was going to die. That's what also got me through my breast cancer journey when I thought I might die or didn't think I could go through all the stuff that I did. So you just keep moving forward. It will pay off in the end, I promise you. And number five, and this number five is just as important as number one. And I'm going to go back over all the points in just a second. Number five is to list supporters. Now, many of you know I used to be and I still kind of am, but I just stopped practicing, a personal trainer and weight loss coach. And one of the main things that I always taught my people was you have to get supporters in this game. You can't do it by yourself. You can't stop yourself from eating all of that cheesecake or the potato chips or, you know, binging out when you're alone and you feel down or what. Get some supporters. Get some people that you can call that can talk you off of that ledge. And I have to say I've done that all this year. You know who you are, and thank you so much. I've had supporters who I could call to talk me down off the ledge, to let me know, Carol, it's going to be okay. You're going to get through this. This too shall pass, as my husband likes to say. So, and sometimes you just don't believe that. You know it in your heart. You know it in your soul, but you don't really believe it. You're like, I know this, but it just doesn't seem like this too shall pass. It seems like this ain't passing nowhere. This ain't going. I'm stuck. I didn't make any money for the last 3 months, and I don't know what to do. Well, I'm telling you, you can get unstuck. So enlist some supporters, people of like mind, like faith if need be, but like mind at least. And that like mind thing is like, you can do this. They are supportive of you. They're on this track themselves. They know what it takes to keep going. Because you don't want to talk to people who every time you turn to them, I'm having a bad day. Well, child, I had a bad day yesterday, and bad days just come in, and, you know, you should just give up what you're doing. You're not going to make any money at it anyway. Do you want to talk to those type of people? No, I know you don't. And you don't need to talk to those type of people. If people are telling you you need to quit and get a job and do something else, leave those people alone. Leave those people alone. Go on with your thing. Because I'm telling you, the FedEx guy didn't listen to the professor who said this is a crappy proposal. It'll never work. You know, others like the people who started Yahoo and Google and even Snapchat and Facebook and all my other social media stuff that I love, they weren't listening to those people who said this stuff will never work. What about the Uber guys, even though Uber's going through some stuff? What about Lyft? I love Lyft. What about Lyft? I'm talking about the ride-sharing program, LYFT, Lyft. Use them all the time. What about those people? They were ahead of their time, right? And even when Lyft wasn't getting noticed as much as Uber, and Uber was just killing the game, and then they did some stupid stuff, and now Lyft is up there. What about the people who didn't believe in Lyft, and look at where Lyft is now? You need people around you who believe in you, who say to you, I believe in you. I know you can do this. I'm on your side. If you need to be talked off a ledge, call me, text me, tweet me, whatever. So that's what I want you to do. All right, so here's your steps. Let's review them really quickly. How to move forward, how to get unstuck in those crazy beliefs, how to get out of procrastination and overwhelm, and how to not let the lack of knowledge stop you. And that's number one. First of all, you need to decide that you're going to do it. Just make a decision. I'm doing this. Say it out loud. Put it on post-it notes everywhere. Number two, write your goals down and allow them to take you on a journey, renewing, refreshing, and reviving your mind that you can do this. Number three, get what you lack in knowledge. Go to YouTube or Pinterest or Google and find out what it is that you need to find out, because you don't know that you don't know because you don't know it, right? So let's figure out what you need to know, and let's get moving. Number four, create an attack plan. Without a plan, you're going to fail, I'm telling you. And then number five, enlist the supporters who support you, who are of the same mind and on the same track and are willing to move forward and are willing to be there with you when you do move forward and who are cheering you on every step of the way. Just think about that heroes parade, when people are coming down the line and they're just like clapping for them as they're riding in the car or walking. You know, that's you. That's you riding on top of that car, waving to your fans and stuff, and the people on the side just cheering you on, clapping and saying you can do it. Just imagine that when you want to jump off the cliff, imagine that you're in that hero parade and people are celebrating you right and left, and they're smiling and they're clapping and they're leading you on forward. Just imagine that. That really helps me. I do that a lot because, hey, the entrepreneur life is not easy. The journey is up and down. Sometimes more down than up, sometimes more up than down, but it is up and down. But you can get through this. You wanted to be an entrepreneur for a reason. You have a purpose on your heart that God gave to you and said you have to do this. So you have no choice. I'm just telling you have no choice. So let's just make it real. Because the truth is, when you try to do something else, it doesn't work anyway. When you try to go back and get a J-O-B or you try to fit into society, it does not work. So you're not meant to do that. So that's all I have for you today. I want you to decide, because the title is Stay Stuck or Move Forward, your choice. I want your choice to be moving forward. And if you need help with that, I am here for you. Definitely here for you. So thank you for tuning in today. Join me again next week with some more great information that I'll have for you. And remember, today's podcast was sponsored by the Closing Academy. Now that you've marketed your business, it is now time to close a sale. The Closing Academy teaches entrepreneurs how to ask for the sale. We believe that sales is a teachable skill. Download your free e-guide, Top 10 Selling Secrets for People That Hate to Sell, at www.theclosingacademy.com. That's all I have for you today. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you again next week. Everyone, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.
Calling all podcasters, musicians, vloggers, and reporters, and everyone else who wants crystal clear recording that's super portable. The Shure Motive family of microphones makes studio quality audio that's as simple as plug and play. Many of the world's top podcasters rely on Shure, and with a Motive line of iOS and USB microphones, portability is now your friend. Imagine being able to get great audio quickly and easily from your phone, tablet, or computer. Simply visit Shure.com/motive to start getting great audio for your content now. That's Shure.com/MOTIV.